Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. I'm Phoenix, and you learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness regarding the U.S. economy, the world economy, within each of us, regarding all things financial, and to do so under grace. Today, we open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are, for ourselves and for our community and for our country and for the world. We do this by being the instruments of peace, who we are. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 85. Stop sabotaging yourself. Act on your inner reality, not the outer illusion. Stop sabotaging yourself. Act on your inner reality, not the outer illusion. This is such a powerful message. This is the key to manifesting everything you truly desire and deserve. To sabotage comes from the French word damage done. And at its origin, it meant a deliberate destruction, and actually meant of shoes, using what we would call today clogs. They would call them sabots. Today, we don't think of the word sabotage as in something as a deliberate, but more as an unconscious act, something that we're not aware of that we are doing. So we are being asked to heighten our awareness when we are sabotaging ourselves, when we are creating inner damage, outer damage, destroying our mind, body, or spirit. And I would say with you, with our thinking and our feeling, that's why it's not so much deliberate as a physical action, as was originally intended by this word, but an unconscious action on our part that causes destruction, mind, body, and spirit. And then we're told to act on our inner reality, not our outer illusion. So what's the inner reality? Reality, meaning thing, it's the real thing. Reality is the real thing, the genuine, the authentic, the existing, as fact. True, permanent, and we are told it is inner, not outer. Inner. It's the image we hold inside ourselves. Not the man-made image, but that of a higher nature, the nature that knows all is well, everything is already authentically perfect, it is in divine order. It is pristine, it is prosperous, it is in harmony and balance, and it is filled with peace and love. This is inner reality, the real truth, when we view things from the inside out. But the sabotage is when we believe in the outer illusion. We're told, act on the inner reality, not the outer illusion. Illusion is the mockery. The false idea, misleading appearances that we take as true. You know, there's a saying about the false images appearing as true. The illusion, the false perception. We see it wrong. We take it literally as it appears to be, and that is misleading. We see what's wrong with a situation. Not enough, not good enough, difficult, hard, not possible. Impossible. Illusion. The false appearance. Misleading. And the sabotage on our part is when we unconsciously and consciously choose to think that what we're seeing on the outside as things appear to be is the truth. That is the reality. And we are told absolutely not. The truth is held inside. And whatever you are facing, whatever you're experiencing in this time of great financial appearances of loss or any other time, whether it's finances, health, relationships, past, current, or what you believe may happen or what you are seeking, if you are seeking it with an outer perception, that is a misleading appearance, and you will be sabotaging, creating deliberate, although most likely unconscious, except it will be deliberate now if we know this, unconscious damage, destruction to exactly what you really want. And we are told to act, to decide, to behave, to do, literally to do, based on the inner truth, not the outer, false, misleading appearance. Know this is the key to manifesting peace, harmony, and prosperity. It does not matter what appears to be going on. When you choose to act on what you know in your heart center is how things are supposed to be, when you act from a knowingness, an absolute conviction of higher truth, divine perfection, knowingness, who you are, and exactly what you deserve under divine will, the world opens up for you. That is probably the most major lesson in life. Stop sabotaging yourself. Act on your inner reality, not the outer illusion. So we'll keep this message in mind as we go into meditation today. I invite you now to breathe into your heart center. Breathe in pure love, for that is all there really is. Breathe in this pure divine love, filled with grace, filled with infinite possibilities, filled with peace, harmony, and prosperity now. Letting go all those other man-made, human-made thoughts, pictures, images, words. Breathe into your heart center. Notice the light inside. Simply breathe into that light. Find yourself being drawn to that light, to this truth that resides inside of you. See it as a reflection of the sun and moon outside of us. Become one with this light. Become one with the cosmos, the heavens that reside inside of you now. Allow yourself to be one with the light, the core essence, your heart essence now. And as you breathe into it, see it growing larger and larger, brighter and brighter, wider and wider. Feel this love, light, life inside of you. This is the truth of your being. You are one with the life force. And from this place inside, breathing into this light inside, right now, see the most beautiful image that you've ever seen, image that brings you absolute peace, joy, where you feel yourself light up from the inside out, whatever that is. A moment where time stopped for you and you felt absolute, full embrace of love. Perhaps the most marvelous hug you've ever had, a kiss that went on forever, a view of a sunset or sunrise that filled the entire cosmos, a moment where you felt absolute awe and time stopped. Feel and see that moment right now. Be one with that energy right now. Know the truth of that moment. Feel that you are in the movie theater and captivated, absolutely captivated by the emotions, the feelings, the image on the screen in your inner mind. Feel that moment, that infinite moment of pure love inside of you. And in this perfect place, see the perfection of whatever it is you seek. Perhaps it's another love. Perhaps it's an infinite healing. Perhaps it's a new career, a client, a customer. Whatever it is you seek, perhaps it's a recognition, a success. See it in this perfect moment of pure love where you feel and see. Your whole body is alive with this tinglingness of divine love, this high energy of joy, absolute wonder. See whatever you seek in this pristine, perfect moment. Energy of genuine, authentic perfection. This is the healing, manifesting energy of love. Divine love is working through the situation now. See it, feel it, know it. Believe as a child believes. This is truth. This is real. And it is right now. Be at peace with this knowingness. Feel the excitement inside of you. The tingling, the aliveness as you hold this image of pure love, joy, happiness. It's huge. It's all-encompassing. It is now. See it right. Feel it right. Know it is done under grace. The ways and means matter not. Know it is done now under grace. Feel that incredible appreciation, gratefulness inside as you see and feel it right. Say inside, I bless you and thank you for this perfection now under grace. I bless you and thank you for this perfect healing now under grace. I bless you and thank you for honoring me now under grace. I bless you and thank you for your generosity now under grace. I bless you and thank you for this perfection now under grace. I bless you and thank you for this gift now under grace. I bless you and thank you for this love now under grace. I bless you and thank you for this infinite joy now under grace. I bless you and thank you now under grace. Be one with this image of true love now. As you hold it in your mind's eye, as you feel it in every cell of your being, as you know it in your thinking self, this is truth. This is real. This, it exists in fact. And it is yours now. As we come back into what we call our 3D world, the world is filled oftentimes with illusions, misperceptions, falsehoods, seeming traps. See it with eyes of love, a heart filled with love, knowing all this that appears to be real is simply an opportunity for you to see things right, to go inside and act on your God truth, your higher truth, divine truth. Allow God to lead you. Act with this complete belief in this higher truth. Do not be deterred. Go with a light open and committed heart. Act from this place of true knowingness, seeing things right, not proving and making so, knowing so, having and acting from higher awareness, allowing doors to be open for you, doors you thought were not possible. You know what needs to be done, what is expected to be done, how ideally things are meant to be. Act from that place now with a complete, open, loving, knowing heart. All is well. And as we started, breathe into your heart center the energy of love, peace, harmony, and prosperity. Become aware of your fingers and toes, and move your head ever so gently, sway it back and forth. Breathe. We're coming back to the outer reality, what we are told is the outer illusion. Or we're coming back with a higher awareness, knowing the truth of our being, our gift, our deserving, our oneness with our Creator, knowing all is well, no matter what or how it may appear to be inside of us, in our family and loved ones, in our community, in our country, in the world. All is well. And we transform the outer illusion with our inner truth, feeling, sight, thinking, knowing it is done now under grace. We call on Carla, invite her now to tone this truth, to anchor this truth in our heart centers now.
Let there be healing light, love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance. Thank you, God. All is well.
And so it is. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day.